as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild. Hello and welcome to the Community Living Show on the NCRA stations. That's the national campus and radio stations across Canada and across British Columbia. I'm DJ Ray. Well, I am DJ
you
Ray.
You are DJ Ray. on this particular show, you're better known as Kelly Rayburn, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
I do the show, The Late Night Show. Check us out on CITR. Stations that actually, speaking of the late night show, the medicine show that are normally come on Wednesdays from 11 till 12:30 in the morning has changed over to it shifts over to Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. So I will no longer see Jason anymore. So boo. But anyways, I'm hoping that I get the show on from 11 o'clock till late. So it's a late night show. That's what it is. It's a lot of drum and bass show and ambient sounds. Check it out. So, yeah, I am Kelly. And, of course, across from me is Michael. And then we have Diane Hume. Good to see you again. Yeah.
Well, good to see you, Kelly and Michael.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. Hey, wait a second. You live up the street from me, so I get to see you a lot.
Funny.
Yes, so, we're working together a lot.
So we just got to get Kelly to move into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Don't go there. I've been to Ladner before. So.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
come out New Year's Eve.
Yeah, he came out New Year's
yeah,
Eve.
Yeah, we came New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yeah. We had a really good New Year's Eve. It was really cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyways. Anyway, we were supposed to have a special guest, but
yeah,
didn't show
we were supposed to have a special guest, Don Chapman. He is the author of The Lost Canadian, and he was going to talk to us about Canadian citizenship and how that affects things like human rights and health care, things like that, right?
Okay.
So, for instance, what would happen if you lost your Canadian citizenship because of a change in legislation?
Hmm. If he's still flashing on the phones, then we'll have to do that.
Yeah, is somebody on the phones or
no? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I thought it was John who was.
It's Don Chapman.
Don Chapman.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm.
Yeah.
We had a call earlier, but you know.
Yeah. I even double checked my email. The thing of it is that he actually could be, he was supposed to have a government meeting in Ottawa. He said he didn't know what was actually going to happen, but if he got called out to that, he of course would miss.
Yeah.
Today's interview. So,
not a problem.
I hope everything's going well for him, and he's doing a lot of good work to protect Canadian rights. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But I still want to give him a plug,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but on with the show?
On with the show. I just figured instead we could have a bit of a conversation about stuff that's going on in the community and some of the stuff we were talking about on, because like I said, Diane, we live up the street from each other, so we usually, if we come together, we usually drive over together.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes, it's a quick drive today.
Yeah, it was. It was. With the exception of the little Diane's little Pomeranian decided at the last second, I gotta go to the bathroom. I think she wanted to go for the car ride, but
yeah.
We had no place to keep her here.
But she did do a quick one before we left.
Yeah. So yeah.
Just made her time.
So, but we were talking about feelings and how we can actually anchor ourselves into the feeling that we really want.
Yes, because many of times the problem today is people are looking for an emotion or a feeling outside of themselves, trying to get it and insisting on getting it from outside rather than getting themselves into that feeling first.
Yeah.
And then going to there, but then always complaining about being in the other emotions. So then the stories.
Yeah, the stories.
And the events are all matching that. It's very interesting.
Because one of our friends, she keeps saying that she's not respected. Mm-hmm. That actually, there's two of our friends that go through this all the time. They keep saying how they're not respected, how people don't appreciate what they do for people, how they're always being left out, mm-hmm. and
feeling unimportant, not liked, not included.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you say, hurt, sad, lonely, mm-hmm. unimportant, grief-struck.
Yeah.
Anger, confused.
And then it shows
rejected.
Up in, yeah.
And then the next story, they are in the same event again. Different
yeah.
story, same feeling.
The feeling keeps perpetuating, and they keep saying, well, this person didn't do this for me, or that person didn't do that. No one ever does what they say they're going to do. And they use what I have to offer and then give nothing back.
And is it possible that they are possibly doing that same thing themselves? Just have to do the self-reflection. It's not always pretty.
No, sometimes self-reflection isn't pretty.
No.
So,
but the outcome of, because how can you change what you don't acknowledge?
Right, exactly.
So it's super important to have that self-awareness and look at that. But many times we'd rather, it's easier to blame.
Yeah. You weren't here when we did Lori Morningstar. I was wishing you could have made it, but
right.
you were at another event that needed to happen. I like what Lori Morningstar said. She said that if you see an emotion and it triggers and you recognize it and it triggers, then of course you're part of that emotion. It's like it's something that you need to deal with, mm-hmm. do work on, and clear it out.
Exactly. They teach that in NLP mm-hmm. all the time about the emotions that is attracting through that.
Yeah.
And again, it's that self-awareness. What in that is bothering me so much?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that is actually your calling. The thing that bothers you most is something that maybe you can be the change that you want to see for that.
Right.
Particular things. That could be your dream.
Right.
Even though it's something you dislike. For example, even the guest that you were supposed to have on today, it'd be interesting to know his story on how it all came about with that.
Part of his story with Canadian citizenship was through some legislation that was imposed by the Stephen Harper conservative government, because they were trying to, something else happened in the Middle East or something like that, and they changed some legislation in citizenship to make it so that there was a positive intention of protecting resources, medical resources and things like that here in Canada. And if all these people would have just flocked to Canada because they had some kind of right to it, it could have put a serious strain on it. So there was a positive intention to what Stephen Harper did, but at the same time when he changed the legislation on citizenship that day, it made it so that there was another group of – it affected another group of people who lost their Canadian citizenship. And Don Chapman happened to be one of those people. Mm-hmm. So he went back to how he could regain his Canadian citizenship. So
see, so he was probably got into some pretty negative emotions at first when he was first learning this. However, he's turned it around.
Right.
And has written a book on it to help people now to
right. The fear turned into courage, the courage turned into a book, and the book has turned into a campaign for others like him and a human rights issue.
And how many times do we see that? That
right.
somebody's wound, somebody's hurt is actually turns into their strength, and then they help many
right.
with that.
Right.
Rather than resisting it and staying in an angry
yeah.
angry state. How can you?
Well, I've said this, and I think I've said it in some very interesting forums also, that they were very resistant to the idea. Anger has a fear. If you remove the fear, the anger has to dissipate because there's no reason for it to remain.
Yes.
So his fear was, oh, how does life... Because he was angry. And then he recognized, I'm angry because how does this affect me being able to go in and out of Canada? How does it affect my family being able to go back and forth across the border? Because he actually resides in Blaine.
So the fact of just being able to be caged like that and not be able to
right.
change it, that actual first emotional state would probably be fear, insecurity, depression.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and then it gets into the emotional ladder again through Esther and Jerry Hicks from the Asking It Is Given book. I always refer to that
yeah.
because they have a distinct ladder to go up in the emotional states. So again, it's from there. If you're not self-aware,
right.
you can go right up. However, it seems someone like him has turned it into the alignment of the of good, because now he's got hopefulness.
Right.
Because he's written a book
right.
and,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. It's pretty great.
Yeah. He's done a wonderful job with the book and his campaign, that he is actually was asked by government to come to Ottawa to view what is it that they're supposed to be. I can't really say, but they're discussing the whole issue of citizenship for Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And I saw this too at TEDx this Saturday. I was at that show, and oh my goodness.
Were you at the White Rock one or the Stanley Park one?
I was at the Stanley Park one.
Okay.
This Saturday. And the number of wounds, stories about the wounds, and how they can take that as jet fuel now to change,
mm-hmm.
make positive change in
yeah.
the world for others. Like, all the stories had their own stories.
Yeah.
At the
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah, that was one of the for instance, because I've never spoke at TEDx, but I spoke at Bill,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of the less corporate version of the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something that's going that you were trying to put something to the world. And my talk was about the pain was not being heard. It's like, yes, I have felt all those feelings of being disrespected, not being heard, being left out. Yes, I have. And instead of resting on that and going, woe is me, I turned it into something.
Yeah, you're a radio host, TV right. host. Yeah. You're yeah. getting other people's messages out.
Right,
you use
exactly.
it as jet fuel.
Yeah. And that's, it's like, that's right. so how do we turn it around and use it to fuel our jets so that we can soar, right?
Yeah. And yeah. the more down and out you are about it, you really do have to look at what kind of gift there is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sometimes hard to see, I understand. And there's some pretty bad things out there. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know. Well, we keep bringing up Mother Teresa.
Yes.
And she grew up very impoverished. And look, she became a world leader. And not the, oh, I'm going to make policy kind of world leader, but the kind of world leader that makes everybody stop and think. And that's solution important.
Solution yeah. oriented.
Yeah.
Where she said, I'm not anti-war, I won't come. But if you have pro-peace, I'll be there with bells on.
Right.
Maybe not those words. Mm-hmm. But it just... completely makes sense. Go for what is wanted.
She, when I was a kid, she showed up in a town nearby where I grew up, Norristown, Pennsylvania, and she did not show up for anti-poverty. She showed up for a community enrichment.
Oh, I love it.
And she wanted to build an enrichment center, meaning that yes, it would attract the impoverished. Yes, it would. We'll use the word. But it wasn't there to, just as a soup kitchen, it was there to fill their spirits so that they could rise above.
She looked at what she wanted for the people.
Right.
Not standing there with the hands on the hips saying, why are people taking advantage of people and
right.
all of that. Mm-hmm. type of thing. It's more, what can I do for people?
Right.
Right.
And with that, I've also been attracted a lot of people with that sort of thing. And we've actually had a lot of those people on our show. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Through the years, we've had a number of people that on this show that have. Their whole purpose was to enrich people's lives, right?
Yes.
Rivers and
shivers. Or some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of it.
Yeah.
Most of them. Yes.
You know, either it's starting centers to enrich people with people with disabilities, all types mm-hmm. of disabilities.
Right.
We don't rule any of them out. They all have importance.
They do.
Because underneath that disability, there's another ability that's waiting to be shown.
Exactly. Yes. The wound is can be the strength. In the oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's right in the middle of the show.
Is that a fire alarm?
Yes,
fire alarm.
Hey, when it does it. And it's all going to be re-edited for the other shows.
Yeah, yeah. So
we'll... hey, when it happens.
Wow, there's not much you can do about it when that happens.
Yeah.
Except maybe we're supposed to be outside because it died.
So we're going to have to...
Are we going to need to go to a...
Well, we will be back in a moment after the show. I don't know what's happening.
Can you just put Auto DJ on?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah,
so, so we will be back in a moment on the Community Living Show. Sounds like we're having a fire.
Looks like,
so,
yeah.
We will be back.
Safety first.
patience, but you won't seem to take the honey pot. Why do you lie? I paid the check, I swear I did, but you won't seem to hear it. Honey dear, what do you
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Welcome back to the Community Living Show on the NCRA radio stations. Note to our CITR stations, we just had a minor fire sound, so it's all gone now. So so we are back on the program. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Ribbon-Cloggs. Along with me is Diane Hume from the Co. You are part of the Balanced Living host, am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, so. All right, on with the show. Short edition. Sorry about that.
Well, that was kind of interesting, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were just getting warmed up in
the
fire
buzzing,
bell.
And the buzzing sound
it's
went.
So sunny but cold, and so many students out there just gathering. It was actually kind of neat. Yeah. And we got to do a little Facebook Live and learn a little more about Kelly.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat, which you'll be able to see because we tagged the CITR. Community Living Show, so you'll be able to see it on Facebook.
Cool.
So we made use of good time.
The fine time, yeah.
While
exactly.
we were out on the streets.
And we might post it on our other shows as well. So
yeah, we actually
Well, but, during our fire but our, plan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We made lemonade.
That's right. Lemons. You know what? Well, we couldn't have done that if we hadn't anchored ourselves into the right emotions.
That's yes. right.
So,
where we left
enthusiasm.
Off.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's where we left off. Today's conversation, we decided it was going to be about some of the topics that we talked about in the car over here, you know, anchoring ourselves in our own respect, in our own happiness, right?
One thing I really want to say, the emotional state that I'm in right now, is gratitude that was a false alarm.
Yes. Yes.
EBC sometimes gets a lot of false alarms, too. So,
however, still grateful.
So grateful.
Yeah, very, very grateful.
A false alarm. We all kind of saunter out as if it is. So, but for safety's, yeah. Safety first.
Yeah. And yeah. Even if they have a false alarm, the people who ever gets caught of it pays a hefty fine for it. So that's another thing.
Yeah. It does remind me of one experience from growing up. When I was in high school, we always just kind of like sauntered out. Oh, it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
And the building that the high school was in was built in like 1890, somewhere before the 20th century. And
yeah, before the safety stuff and the
but stuff. When you're talking about walls that are like 2 feet of granite, it's like kind of also indestructible that way too, right? But anyway, the long and short of it is we were all sauntering out. And I decided to stop at the water fountain and get a sip of water. The water was boiling hot.
Oh.
It was like, it changed the whole mood. Like you said, thank God it was a false alarm. It changed the whole mood of us exiting the building because word got around the school real quick that somebody burnt their mouth on hot water that should have been cold coming out of the water fountain. That meant there was a real fire, and everybody exited the building in seconds flat.
Yes. There's definitely positive intentions for the fire alarm.
For the fire alarm, yes. So it's like, yeah. I was like, okay, so what's the protocol to leaving? And it looks like everybody followed it. I just kind of followed our program manager, Madeline, to where we stood near her to make sure we're at the minimum safe distance.
Yes. That's so, right, yeah. Too, because you just want to hang out by the front door.
Right. But maybe that's not
but
safe,
yeah,
right?
You need to be further away.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But, yeah. And we did see the fire department show up.
Yep.
Which I'm very grateful for those young men and women who keep us safe that way.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So, lots of feelings of gratitude now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, okay. So, feelings of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we anchor ourselves in feelings of gratitude and we're looking for change, how does that help?
Oh, because automatically you get more to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get it, you need to keep staying in that state for more than 17 seconds before it can start to lodge momentum and start spilling out to attract.
Do we make our 17 seconds of that?
Yeah. So stay, yeah.
Well, you always say that, 17 seconds. What? I've never been able to figure out what the significance of 17 seconds
well,
is.
Well, according to the Ask and It Is Given book from Esther and Jerry Hicks, they say that emotional states need to be 17 seconds to kind of get it to lodge into cement, to cement it more so. So the dangers of this is when we're in an emotional state that is not serving us. You don't want to be into that too long because then you're staying in that where you're attracting more things. Like one person, I had heard that they were continuously in that state of being being jealous and revenged and kind of just and overwhelmed, and then being told that they were no longer needed in the group anymore because of the emotional state, which then caused more of the same feelings to come because of the outside event now. So now it's continuous of that. Then they are now in that state. Next thing you know, they're now have lost their job. Mm-hmm. If you compare the two feelings that you got from being kicked out of the group or being kicked out of the, or being taken away from the job, fired, whatever, yeah. It's the same feeling. So now it's just snowballing and great. Snowballing of more things. However, if you want to get a better job, rather than complaining about the job you're in, be grateful for the job that you have,
right?
So that you can then go and get the job that you do want and have the opportunities present themselves and the ideas of getting the skills or whatever, yeah. Right? But did that answer your question that you just asked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it shows a pattern of not the spiral down, but the spiral yeah. up. It's like,
What about you? Have you noticed that before too, where I was in an emotional state and now I'm finding other people that are complaining about similar type things? I think almost we did that in the car even.
Yeah. We were talking about two people that we know that mm-hmm. were in the same emotional state. And it's like, and it made the fact that these two keep cycling back, what does that mean for me?
Or for us? It's and then do we complain about the fact that that's happening
right.
to them, and then are we doing the same thing that they were right. doing then?
So what part of that do we need to take care of in order to
exactly it's like maybe, always looking
maybe
at
there's something that we need to do that'll help them cycle out of it too. So
yeah, because I found for me I was practicing a speech on anger through my grandfather, and through his drinking, I got into that whole acting it out, practicing it over and over again. And then the next thing you know, on parts of my social media, I start noticing the anger people around me suddenly. But I was just practicing. It was like, yeah. Okay, I'm just practicing. I'm not really angry, but I'm still attracting it. Yeah, it's longer than that because I can imagine. I wonder what happens to actors and actresses out there that.
Well, okay.
So, that's what I just was thinking.
So for those of you that wonder, it's like that acting is pretend. Well, yes, it is. Acting is pretend, but having taken some acting classes and done some acting, it's like when they say that you have to be feel sad or grieved or something like that, you actually have to call up a time in your life when you actually felt that emotion, center yourself into that emotion, and then say the lines.
Yeah, so I wonder if then they find when they go out into the world, they're attracting the same type of...
Well, that kind of goes scenarios. with the typecasting is like who was it? There was a couple of celebrities. They were known for being bad girls, but they played bad girls on the screen. So everybody perceived them as that. So
I think there was a sitcom too that the person was pregnant on there, mm-hmm. and they didn't want the show to carry on throughout the pregnancy. So they said, well, what we'll do is we'll put you on maternity leave, but we'll have you act as if you had a miscarriage. And I think it was on Married with Children or something like that.
Yeah.
And she afterwards actually had a miscarriage after.
Wow.
So I was remembering that from way back.
Yeah.
No one talked about that or on the media or anything about how could that have been. But it, mm-hmm. I was shocked that she actually had that later in real life.
Well, there's a couple of...
Not
couple
to make you afraid of acting, but...
Well, yeah, but all the really good actors is like if you go and you talk to them, they'll tell you that they had to find that emotion in their life, immerse themselves into that emotion, and then move forward with whatever the lines were right. and the actions.
So isn't that great if we could all just be actors and then have... We can go into the emotional state of joy if we want joy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By remembering a time. Thanks.
Well, okay, so we're going to have a break, and we're going to have the two stations mingled together with the breaks anyway. So we're coming right back on the Community Living Show. I'm, of course, Kelly on the switchboards. Michael and Diane are the co-hosts. And again, we will be back in a moment.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Did you know that Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, has over 90 different shows produced by over 350 community members? This wide range of programming produced by our diverse group of programmers ensures that we have a show you'll love. We have shows on feminism, spirituality, disability rights, politics, unions, and parenting. We play jazz, indie rock, reggae, blues, and folk. We broadcast in a dozen different languages and have more First Nations programs than any other radio station in Vancouver. Find your show on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. All different, all the time.
Welcome back to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. My name is Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Cloggs and Diane Hume. And we were talking about some emotional stuff. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So final segment, guys, gals.
Yeah.
What you feel is what you attract?
Yes. It has proven itself to be really true. And we were joking off air because I've even heard people say it is like, but in reality, Diane, we all know that.
I hear that at least, I'd say... 10 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that.
Yeah.
And it's not like I have my head in the clouds all the time. I mean, it's the fact that we can change.
Yeah.
And that's in reality, Diane, that we can.
Yeah, I was going to say, but in reality, Diane, we can actually change.
We were joking about we should have a hashtag, but in reality, Diane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we could say it the other way around. Yeah. But in reality, we can change.
There's a whole
many ways.
There's a whole philosophy out there. If people always look at you've heard of existentialism, right? One of the core pieces in existentialism that you create your own reality, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And people always see that statement as a negative,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually a positive. If you flip it the right way, you create everything that is positive around you. People always think that.
Glass is half full?
Yeah. Well, the glass is full is because of an outside source outside of them.
Exactly.
I do believe in a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep, me too. Yep.
But the thing of it is that reality of my glass being full and overflowing is how I actually decide to look at it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like to be looking at that because in reality, if you look at it the other way, you stay in reality. Reality is not always bad. Don't get me wrong.
Reality isn't bad. It's like reality right now. The sun's shining. Yes. There's blue sky.
Yes.
It's like it's warm.
Yes. And it's just when people are arguing for their limitations,
mm-hmm.
where they're saying, but in reality, I have to stay stuck here forever.
Right.
That's where the but in reality that I hear 10 times a month is usually about. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get it. There's nothing I can do about this. The way it is the way it is. I'm buried, I'm overwhelmed, but in reality, I have to be in overwhelmment and frustration and fear, doubt, whatever it is that isn't serving them.
Right.
But it is serving them. There is a positive intention for it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
I got these two sayings running through my head. One's a line from a song by the Grateful Dead, and every silver lining has a touch of gray, and which it's not so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the one that they flipped around was every cloud has its silver lining, but I like the other one. If you're looking for the silver lining and you're not looking for the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, you're looking for the cloud first. So why not look for the silver lining first? And if there's a touch of gray along the way, it doesn't matter because you still have your silver lining.
I like that. So the other thing in my training they showed is a jar of jam. Up in the corner top, and that's what you're preserving. You've got this
mm-hmm.
preserving this. I need to be in this negative place because it serves me in this jam that I'm saving. So an example of that might be I'm in pain because I get to stay on the couch. I'm not saying that all everything.
Yeah.
But
there's
a positive
going.
Intention. And I don't have to maybe do housework or do whatever. There could be a positive intention for the pain that is an unconscious mind, in the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
Or not being good enough at doing what you want to do, so you put something in there so that you don't have to attempt to go towards it. Procrastination,
mm-hmm.
for example, a positive intention for that, even though the outcome can be pretty bad, with procrastination.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing for weight loss, that the extra weight was protection.
Yes,
that's the reason why you won't lose it, because you feel that you feel insecure about something, so that's why it's actually there as a positive intention.
Yeah.
So yeah,
smoking a cigarette is not good for you, of course, but there's a positive intention. It gives them maybe a feeling of relaxation.
Right.
So yeah. It's
right.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
Yeah. So.
How do you get a hold of you? That's the question.
How to get a hold of me?
Yes.
My website is dianehume.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have Diane Hume Dream Receivers on Facebook. Go in and like the page. And we're also going to be doing the Balanced Living show as well soon.
Yeah.
Again.
We're going to be doing that again.
Keep them going.
Looks good.
Look for the hashtag Love and Trust.
Love and Trust.
Yes, yes. That will be my book. My book is coming out called Love and Trust in June.
That's so, a good hashtag.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Thank you both.
Yep. Thank you, Kelly.
Good show. But it was short, but it's the fire.
We got fresh air.
We got some fresh air, too. So.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
All right. So every week we do our community living show. Please check us out. communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's our email address. We're on 3 different radio stations now. We are on live on CITR 101.9 FM. My apologies for the fire thing. CITR radio at 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Of course, we broadcast from 1 to 2 o'clock p.m. And Thursdays on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. Check them out, chly.ca, Thursdays from 1 to 2. And then, of course, Sundays from 10 to 11 a.m. We're also on Co-op Radio, Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRR 100.5 FM. And check them out at coopradio.org. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you, Kelly.
See you all again next week,
Michael.
Everybody. Yep. Bye-bye.
As your rate gone up, have you been turned down? We can help.